Hello, I'm Ali Cantal.
Hi everyone, my name is Samuel Garcia.
Hey everybody, I'm Guillermo Ortiz.
Hola, this is Emily.
My name is Sylvia Richardson.
Jenna Hughes.
Hello everyone, I am Mauricio Sabogal.
Hi, my name is Shreya Jain.
My name is Carlos Chavez.
Hey, this is Stephanie.
Ashel Seasons Eldridge.
My name is Evelyn. I'm
Christy Drutman.
My name is Marcela Cabrera Luna.
My name is Hector Miramontes.
Hey everyone, welcome to Commune Day. I thought I could do this with my sister, so here we go.
Welcome everyone to Climate Frontline. I think we're going to take today to be thankful for community.
It's okay. Okay. Just go with like, welcome to the Climate Frontline, everyone.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Alfredo González Valenzuela, and you are now at the Climate Frontline.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Climate Frontline. Today is Community Day, so I thought I would bring in my sister as a co-host.
Hi, everyone. This is Val. Welcome to Climate Frontline. I'm here with Alfredo from California, and we're going to use today to talk about community. To me, community has been pretty historically underrated in my life. I've been away from my family for a really long time. So over the years, it's just become more and more important to me, and the value of it and the quality of life that it gives you has just increased over time. So I'd love to hear what everyone has to say about community and where you guys are tuning in from.
Hello, I'm Ali Cantal, and I'm tuning in from Oakland, California. What I like most about these conversations is that there's focus on people who usually have been underrepresented in U.S. media and in the stories of climate change and our broader ecological crisis. These people are those who are more likely to feel the effects of climate change, whether they are aware of it or not. This is partly why I believe building community is important. Be able to gather as a people and look out for one another, especially those who may be most affected by the issues we face.
Hola, this is Emily listening and currently located in Seattle. I have been thinking a lot about how liberation and how much our experience is defined by the dominant narrative and way of life. And that's why I so appreciate this community and showing up here on Community Day. But yeah, also how sovereignty and autonomy intersect with community, and how we can be connected in our interdependence. It's really great to check into this multicultural dialogue around language and keep hearing reinforcing messages about frontline communities being impacted by climate change. So grateful for this community, and keep up the great work.
Hi everyone, my name is Samuel Garcia, and I am tuning in from Portland, Oregon. I just want to give a shout out, first of all, to Alfredo and all those who have contributed thus far to the Climate Frontline podcast. I really have enjoyed hearing from the BIPOC community who are doing the groundwork in climate change and sustainability through their various fields, not just policy, but also education, art, activism, youth work. I really think this is all beneficial to the conversation. I believe that community building is really important to us during this time, because when we uplift and uphold each other's voices at the table, we really build that capacity and permission for our community stories to shape these conversations. It shows that we need people-powered solutions going forward, and we can really think about non-monetized metrics that others can really benefit all from. Through community building, we really prop up our stories rather than just our resources, which has been very problematic and extractive in the past, and we need a new way forward. So I just look forward to hearing from everyone going forward, and just keep up the good work, and hope to hear from you all. Take care.
Hello, everyone. I am Mauricio Sabogal. I tune in from Bogota, Colombia. I enjoy a lot the conversations with a lot of different types of people because I always learn a lot from different perspectives. And I think it's very valuable to have different points of view from people with different backgrounds and origins. I think community building is very important because it's the only way we can face the challenges of current societies, including the inequalities derived from the capitalism and the mainstream development paradigm. I wish to all of you in this community health and happiness and a very, very, very good Thanksgiving Day, and my best wishes for all of you for this end of the year.
Hey, this is Stephanie. I'm tuning from São Paulo, Brazil, and I enjoy this kind of conversation because I'm an architect and urban planner here in Brazil. I'm concerned with the impact that my profession has on the environment, but regardless of the career, everyone should think about it, right? That's why I'm always looking for knowledge related to the environment and climate change. Community building is also so important for me because when more people join your cause, changes will be made more effectively and awareness on important topics such as taking care of the environment will be promulgated in a more comprehensive manner. I want to thank to my friend Alfredo for the invitation. It's an honor to have the opportunity to talk all the way from São Paulo here. And I wish you all a lot of peace and strength at this really difficult moment to the world.
Hi, my name is Shreya Jain, and I tune in from Portland, Oregon. I really appreciate and enjoy these conversations because I learned so much from them, and I feel really inspired after hearing from these incredible community members and leaders. Community building is important to me because it strengthens coordination, and when we unite together and trust each other, we can achieve so much more, and we can move closer towards creating a more just world. So thank you to everyone who is a part of this amazing and uplifting community.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Rodriguez, and I am tuning in from Chicago. I love hearing so many stories from people out here doing the work that we all need. It will always be inspiring to see which projects are being led by our people and the experiences that they have had getting their work to where it is now. This podcast is community building in and of itself. Every week we meet new activists and are able to support them in the work that they do. Only we know what it is that we need. You've got my back and I've got yours. And that's what makes community. I look forward to hearing more soon. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you to Valeria for helping me out with the podcast. I think she may have gotten a little nervous, but that's okay. I just thought it would be cool to integrate her in the conversation. So one thing I also wanted to do today, since it's Community Day, is show you a little bit of the insights of what happens when you come into the show, because before we actually begin, I like to play a song for my guests. So I thought today could be a good day to just play this song for you. And the song is called Condor Pasa. It's a song that's played with the zampoña. It's a type of flute. And yeah, I just wanted to play this song for you so that you can share it with someone you love today. And if anything, just sit back and enjoy. So here we go.
Ooh.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy that song. I hope you enjoy your community day. And I hope you take some time to be with your loved ones and, you know, let them know how much you love them. Let them know how much you care for them. Be in community with them. Share some food. Share some memories. Maybe even crack a couple jokes. Who knows? Because at the end of the day, community is what makes us resilient, right? And building resiliency is what this whole podcast is about. It's about making those connections. It's about having these conversations so that we change this narrative, which is many different narratives, right? And I forgot to add that tomorrow is Native American Heritage Day, and I have a special guest. And to make it extra special, tomorrow will also be an opportunity for you to not only hear the podcast, but also watch it. So the episode will be available on YouTube, and it was filmed. So really excited to have you listen into that conversation. I hope you enjoyed listening from other folks around the United States and the world as they tune into the Climate Frontline. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a recommendation or a comment on Apple Podcasts, or just simply send me an email. I want to hear from you. It would mean a lot to me. You can also reach out to us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, really excited we had this opportunity to share a community. And I will see you tomorrow for day 5 of Community Week. All right. Bye-bye. The communities who are experiencing the worst effects of climate change are those who are best positioned to innovate solutions. Thank you for tuning in and being part of changing the narrative. See you next time at the Climate Frontline.